amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Blessings or curses? Are you living in the blessings of God, or are you under the curse? Things not going well for you? Are you born again? Have you asked Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior? Well, if you have done that, you have truly met Him not only with your mind, but in your heart, and you have repented of your sins. God has touched your life, and you are born again. And so your spirit is joined with the Holy Spirit. But are there areas in your life where you really don't have the victory? You feel like there's a dark cloud over those areas. When we're born again, our spirit is quickened unto life. But our soul man, our mind, our emotions, and our will are in the process of sanctification, that our soul might be saved through the engrafted Word, reading the Word of God, masticating it, digesting it, and let it becoming part of our life, so that those areas in our life that are under the curse can be brought under the blessing. How do I know I'm wrong? So many times we walk in denial to our sins. We rationalize our sins. We pet our sins. We cover them over. In fact, many times we're even proud of our sins because we think they're virtues. Being thrifty is a virtue, but extended too far, it becomes greed. Being forthright and truthful, wonderful. But we can also cover over our rudeness. And speaking the truth instead of a virtue turns into hurting other people. Speaking out and uncovering those things that should be covered by love and intercession. But how can I repent of those things if I think that I'm very virtuous in saying what's on my mind? Embarrassing other people, making them feel less than they are. Not being gracious. So many times we are blinded because our greatest virtue can be our greatest sin, our greatest weakness. If we can take those virtues or those things that we think are virtues in our life and they are channeled through the Holy Spirit, yes, they are giftings, but they must be sanctified. Being generous is wonderful. Having the gift of a giver, marvelous. But not giving the food that our children need on the table. Sharing is wonderful, and teaching our children to share is a wonderful attribute. But being careful that our children are not resentful of our graciousness. Such a fine line, walking in the Spirit. Helping others is a wonderful gift. Surely we're to give assistance where it's needed. But denying our families or denying our spouse, that turns and explodes on us too. Not that at times we will not do these things, but not to the point where our spouse or our loved ones feel neglected. Because many times when we give, we like the appreciation we receive. And maybe we don't feel it at home. And we can spiritualize it and say, oh, we're doing this for Jesus. And that is really wonderful. But we have to be careful that we're not doing it for ourselves. And having our life out of balance. And then we wonder why our life isn't going the way we think it should be. Our relationships. Are we walking in the blessing of God? Are we walking towards the light? As I walk towards the light, who is Jesus Christ, He shows me those dark areas, but I have to be open to see those dark areas. and I need His help. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. So in that I must say, Holy Spirit, change me. I'm willing to see those things in my life I'm blinded to, because I really want You to present me faultless before the Father. I really want to cooperate with that process. There are things that the Holy Spirit does, and there are other things that we're supposed to do. There are decisions that we have to make. We are not victims in life, and many times we act like we're victims. I have to choose to forgive. It is not an emotion, it's a decision. I have to choose to love. Not an emotion. I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to pick up my cross because He tells me to. It doesn't matter if I'm having a bad hair day. Oh, or emotionally, physically, it doesn't matter. It's a choice that we make. And each one of us are responsible for those choices that we make. And it's so enlightening and it's so freeing to know that we can make the right move. And there can be a difference in our life in this new year. That I can choose to be loving. I can choose to be forgiving. I can choose to be helpful. But most of all, I want to be led by the Holy Spirit, who's going to lead me into all righteousness and truth. And when His Word tells me to do something, it doesn't matter how I feel or what I think. I have to believe the Word of God is true against my experience. I have to believe the Word of God is true against my emotions. God is not a man that He should lie. And many times, I believe, we find ourselves in arguments with God, and we might not even be in touch with that. Without even working it through, we have this argument going on within us. And most of the time, it's me-centered. What's good for me? What's comfortable for me? And we have so many layers over our motivation. Over the years, we're not even aware of why we do what we do, why we say what we say. But in the midst of it, it's our lower nature, ourself. Reading from Luke, the 9th chapter, starting at the 23rd verse, entitled The Cost of Discipleship. And He was saying, Jesus, to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And whoever wishes to save his life must lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words of him, will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels? The Lord admonishes us to count the cost. There's no halfway in the kingdom, because it's almost like being spiritually schizophrenic. You're pulled one way into the world and the other way into the spirit, and we go into confusion because we really haven't made up our mind. Who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve man, or are we going to serve God? And the choice is up to us. God gives us free will. We make the decision to follow Jesus. We make the decision to dwell in His presence, to draw near to Him. I cannot change myself, but I can do that which the Word of God tells me to do. And then the changing process is up to the Holy Spirit. And if I abide in the vine, I'm going to enter into the blessings. I'm going to have fruit in my life. His fruit. His blessings.
The blessing of the Father's love, washed in blood, sweet forgiveness for a life undone. Here I stand in the blessing of a million years, washed within, filled with comfort for a million tears, knowing that your love is all I need to get by. That your hand is over me all my life, my Father. I love you, my Father. I love you, my Father. Of the Father's love, washed in blood, sweet forgiveness for a life undone. Here I stand in the blessings of a million. Washed within, filled with comfort for a million tears, knowing that your love is all I need to get by, knowing that your hand is over me. Oh, I love you.
of the Father. Jesus became a curse for us that we might enter into all of the blessings. We are free from the curse of the law. And to have those areas of our life that are in darkness brought into the light so that we might be free in every area. Oh, heaven on earth, to be set free from all bondage. Reading from 3 John 2nd verse. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. There is a connection with soul and body. How many illnesses are connected with emotion, stress? Many times I have noticed when a serious disease has set in on someone, the root is the person has chosen not to live. Maybe someone died, a divorce, a heartbreak, a rejection. Without even verbalizing the words, the person chose not to go on. And somehow the immune system was signaled, and there was a breakdown. How do we separate the mind from the body? They're connected. We're to bring every thought under subjection to the tearing down of strongholds. The fight is in our mind, that part of our soul. If we do not do this, it transmits to the brain, and the brain transmits to the body, and there's a breakdown. Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, and the way. He's the author of our life, our faith. I have to choose to live and ask God's forgiveness for not wanting to live. In times of disappointment, it will affect our body. Sin affects our body. We're either moving towards the blessing or moving towards a curse. Choosing life. Choosing to believe that God has a plan for our life, that He desires to bless us. Choosing forgiveness. A lot of stress, pumping adrenaline through our body causes sickness. Blood pressure. I'm not saying in all cases, but much of our disease is rooted in our emotions. Not being stable in our emotions. Fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. And I'm either walking in fear or I'm walking in faith. So the fear is under the curse, because perfect love casts out fear. So I'm walking away from Jesus when I'm in the fear realm, when I'm in the anger and the resentment and the bitterness realm. I'm walking away from truth, life, and healing. I'm choosing the darkness rather than the light. If I walk towards love, if I walk towards peace, forgiveness, restoration, if I walk towards God, who is total love, total hope, I'm going to walk in the blessings. And there are so many areas of our life, from childhood even, we have bad programming. And we can blame it on our mothers or our dads. But where do we go from there? We forgive and take responsibility for where we are. And we are free to make choices. Choices of freedom. A lust problem? There's deliverance for that as I reach out for Jesus, as our heart is towards God. He will set us free from addictive behavior. If I'm praising Him, if I'm in His presence, darkness can't be there. There is hope. There is healing. There is wholeness. As I'm in the healer's presence.
tug of war at me. All day long I struggle for answers that I need, but then I come into your presence and all of my questions become clear, and for the sacred moment no doubts can interfere. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty,
to live in the face of God, to know that He sees everything, knows everything, to seek His will in our life, to understand godliness and truth, and not to compare ourselves with others, but only the Christ, the pattern son. We can look at others and think we're better or worse, but that's not what Father wants. Jesus, the firstborn of the Father, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered, yet he never sinned. He walked the walk, and he was tempted in every way to show us that it could be done. But we see in Scripture how many times he pulled himself away to be in the Father's presence. And many times with this scurry life that we live in, going from here to there, and so many pressures, so many demands, and working sometimes two jobs, and doing the house, and doing the children, everyone seems to be under stress. We could say there is no time. But there's always time to breathe, there's always time to eat. And the word tells us that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And if we saw that relationship with him as being the life force that keeps us on track, the life force that protects us, that brings us peace, brings us healing, brings us deliverance, that we recognize that Jesus is the very source of our being, and we draw upon that source. We draw upon his love, his peace, and his joy as an essential part of our life, not something we do when we have time. We'll never have time. But a priority in our life. We're not worthy of the kingdom. The word tells us if we don't even hate those that we're related to. And the word doesn't mean hate as we would think of it, but love less. In other words, our love relationship first has to be with him, with Jesus, who takes us to the Father. And then we have the God kind of love that we can really give our spouse, our children, our friends. We have more to offer because we have gone to the source. From the Father flows the blessings. Do you want the blessings? I do. Do you want love? Go to Father's house. God loves you with an amazing love. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.